Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 801 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Contrary to Art, don't give a rat's ass what you think about this segment, Art. People like it, and people are calling in, and people want to tell what they learned this weekend in one sentence. Do you want to start?
What did I learn this weekend? No, I don't want to start. I got to think about it.
Okay.
Here's what I learned. What I learned this weekend is that the Red Sox absolutely were getting the pitches from the Astros to start the series.
That's it.
I absolutely learned that. Right. I know that for a fact.
That's one sentence.
Well, when I say learned, weekend was, I guess.
I learned that Kansas is such a piss-poor program that they will let fans in if they have even a chance to win at halftime. They'll let them in absolutely free. It was kind of funny when they announced on the television broadcast. By the way, Oklahoma.
I learned Oklahoma should not be a playoff team, and they have to be eliminated at some point.
I learned that you can hand the ball off to the quarterback and get a first down. Knuckles is here. Knuckles, what'd you learn this weekend?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned that the Green Bay Packers seems to be the only team that can wear a different helmet through the season. I thought there was a fine or a fine or something. I don't know. Just something I learned.
They can. No, you did. They can wear. It's the Packers. They can wear whatever they want. Apparently, Ocho's here. What'd you learn this weekend, Ocho?
I am 100% certain that Dusty Baker does not make the on-field decisions for the Astros.
Okay. Dusty Baker doesn't make
what that
them?
Means.
Why? Because they were
I
all
wish
good?
You would have expanded on that. I kind of want to know.
Yeah.
Well,
I was kind of
well,
curious.
Well, somebody else is making them is what he's intimating.
Okay.
All right.
That's what he learned. I didn't learn that, but he learned that.
Yeah.
Who am I to say? Well, that man learned something, I
guess. I think he's assuming, but okay, he learned it. Truck driver Joe is here. What's up, truck driver Joe? What'd you learn this weekend?
Good morning, kings of sports radio. You know what I learned? You know what I learned? I'm going to tell you what I learned. I learned this weekend, among everybody else in the Major League Baseball, you never underestimate the heart of a true champion.
Bing. Lance just dabbed.
That's what I learned.
I just dabbed for you.
Lance
thanks,
just
truck
dabbed.
Driver Joe. I just dabbed for you.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to dab.
Not against you.
I don't want you driving a truck, taking your hands off the wheel to dab. I don't want that.
You just dabbed on the city. David, what did you learn? And anybody wants to get in, 713-780-3776. David, what did you learn this weekend?
Well, after speaking with Dad, Larry Z, we both agreed Jacoby Hambone Porter will be a Dolphin.
It's not a real person. It's not a real person. He's doing this all weekend. Like, I think Chad Fulbright's stock has gone up after this performance by Justin Fields or something like that. I'm like, not a real
that's not
quarterback.
Real, David.
It's not real.
Oh, who's
David
next?
Brantley from Cuyahoga State. Like, that's not a school. It's not a player. None of that stuff.
John is here. What's up, John?
Hey. I'm going to tell you this. This is exactly what I learned this weekend, that Lance Zierlein, Vanessa, and I all learned that more people need to understand what International Players Anthem is.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Vanessa Richardson from Channel 2 tweets that with the Atlanta Braves and Houston Astros play squaring off before every game, they should play the International Players Anthem, which is just a song by UGK and Outkast. Houston rap group Bun B was in it. and rest in peace, Pimp C, and an outcast from Atlanta. That's all it was. And this turned into some kind of It turned into political Twitter, came from nowhere. Like, hey, look over here. Let's get her.
So I think it's the fan base. Like, if you would have tweeted that, it probably would have just gone over as a funny joke. It would have been fine.
Yeah, I think it's maybe who follows you.
Yeah, it's her weirdo followers, the same guys who tweet at her, good morning, Vanessa, blah, blah, blah.
You're, like, you know what? Those you're guys. Right. Because they're the ones who sit and they try to scamper through looking for dirty underwear in people's in people's trash cans. Like, hey, Vanessa, it's a great morning, beautiful. Oh. You're looking beautiful. Mm. Great morning, that's beautiful. Creepy. What do you think? What did you say about the anthem? No. No, it's... No, I'm sorry.
You're not going to take my rights away?
That's like if you ever follow... If you ever read the responses... Well, used to be Texans cheerleaders were a thing. I don't even know.
Creepy.
Do they even have cheerleaders anymore?
Yeah, they have cheerleaders.
Yeah, I don't think they tweet, though.
Wouldn't even know.
I don't think they tweet.
They're the only people there. What are you talking about?
Good point. You remember the comments that used to be under there that, like... Hey, guys, go Texans. And in the comments, good morning, beautiful girl. I hope I once have a girl who looks as beautiful as you. Do you like men who are 5'10"? How about, would you like to see me work out sometimes? Hey, gorgeous, let's get ice cream. I'm like, oh, my God. These are real people are out there like this?
Let's get Brett in here. Brett, what'd you learn this weekend?
So what I learned this past weekend is that youth football has more drama than every high school theater department combined.
Oh, youth football. I don't know. Something happened. Something happened with this youth football team.
But that's what he learned.
Well, you know what? That's when parents start to get a little over.
Youth baseball and youth football. Oh. And AAU, all of them. Youth sports.
Oh.
The ones who have the dads or even, here's worse, the guys who aren't even dads and they're coaching, you know that's like, oh, ooh, this guy's
that's
really,
almost as
really
creepy
serious.
As Texans cheerleader.
Well,
guy.
Those guys probably comment on Texans cheerleaders.
Yeah, right. Chuck, what'd you learn this weekend?
What's up, guys? I kind of learned it this morning on the show before y'all. I learned that once again, Lance was right. Justin Fields must be protected at all costs. I'll see y'all later.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's not ready to play, and his team isn't ready to protect. Like,
no,
he's
but
not...
the media is protecting him.
Oh yeah,
it's, yeah. It's
oh,
not...
is that
yeah,
what he
yeah,
meant?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the media. Look, y'all missed. Justin Fields is not ready to take over and be this superstar.
No.
Team's not
it's
good enough.
All on Nagy. It's not on.
Yeah. Hey, if Nagy once Nagy goes, he'll stop fumbling and throwing interceptions. Like,
okay.
I watched that game because
it's bad.
I kind of liked the prop that said over 1.5 touchdown passes because I figured they'd be chasing Chicago. And I thought, you know, plus 180. Over Justin Fields throws 2 touchdown passes. Maybe get late.
Yeah, good luck
you know,
with that.
I should have said over 4.5 turnovers.
Yeah, that's what you should have.
He had 3 fumbles and 2 interceptions. He was terrible. Yes, he needs help around him. That whole team does. And yes, Nagy needs to go.
No question.
But he needs to play better than this. That's terrible.
Jonathan, what'd you learn?
Hey, gentlemen, what's up?
What's up?
I learned this past weekend that when you volunteer to do laundry, you're actually expected to fold it.
Oh
yeah, that's... And see, you learned wrong.
You wash the clothes. So, hey, a little something.
Can you start below?
Okay, when you cook, you have to do the dishes? No.
I mean, that's kind of a thing
that's
with
a
me.
Rule.
Like, my wife actually is pretty cool. If I spend a lot of time getting stuff ready, she usually will. I'll clean that up because I usually don't sit down until everything's.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So you. Yeah.
I'm
of course,
with you.
My wife.
If you're expected to actually put stuff into a wash machine,
no, I can't
put
talk. I can't say that. I can't say that. No, if you do the wash, then you should fold them too. Because my wife does all the wash. Justin,
so you want to keep that rule in place?
Yeah, that rule has got to stay.
Oh, well, then he did learn something.
Yeah, dude, you got to fold it too.
He did learn something.
Yeah. Justin, what's up?
Hey guys, hey. One thing I learned this weekend is I'm pretty sure the Astros organization is just fine without Josh Fields.
Yeah, you're done for Josh Fields. Yeah, pretty good. We're okay. TJ, is this Father TJ?
Maybe.
No, it's not Father TJ.
What?
Good morning, guys.
Far from it, huh?
No, this is not a man of God.
You,
I did not hear that in his voice.
What'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that the Dodgers were so close, but it's almost as if they were missing something. That's all I got to say.
It's almost what?
Almost as if they were missing something, a.k.a. a non-human.
Oh, yeah, they were missing Yordan, that's for sure. They were also missing Trevor Bauer because he's a POS. They were also missing Justin Turner because he's Chris Paul. They were missing a lot of things. Oh, well, boo-hoo, beat it. A-Rod is here. What's up, A-Rod? What you learn this weekend?
What's up, fellas? I learned that Dune is the Houston Astros of Hollywood. Best show in October, baby.
Really? Dune?
Oh, yeah.
I watched... I watched about 20 minutes of it with snacks. I'm not a big sci-fi type, when I say sci-fi, like I'm not a big Star Wars type.
Yeah, me either.
Because it's got some of those vibes to it.
I think Chance watched it three times.
Yeah, I don't go off of him.
Well, he's...
Remember how he programmed the whole station every time like May 4th would roll around? May 4th? And like we had liners all over, like, dude, this isn't your personal playground. We're just...
Nerds.
Star Wars stuff is on the whole. It's Star Wars Week. Like, why are we doing Star Wars Week? This isn't our brand.
Ben, no.
But it looks like it. I think they threw a lot of money into Dune. I'll tell you that much.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get Ben in here. Last one. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. I learned that I'm officially sleeping on the couch for the next 2 weeks with me being a Braves fan and my wife being an Astros fan.
Oh. Yeah, that's the right call.
You suck, Ben. No, I mean that.
Yeah, stay on the couch.
Yeah.
Stay on the couch.
Yeah.
We don't hate you, but we hope one of your relievers gets a little lippy and calls the Astros a bunch of cheaters and they can't win without cheating. We hope somebody in there says something.
I hope you say something. Hey, I hope you say something about cheating, Ben. I hope you say something.
Even though you got Charlie Morton, who is on that team, but go ahead.
When we come back.
Do your best.
Let's rank every player in the World Series. Think about it. How would you rank them?
When you say rank, okay, rank. It'll be subjective. Are we going our team or both teams?
Both teams.
Both teams. Let's cut it off at like a top.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay,
and we'll go along ranking the players.
Texas.
Well, ESPN did it. We'll see if we agree.
Oh, we'll see if we agree with them. Yeah. Okay. Huh? I'd say Texas Custom Patios is at the top of my rankings when it comes to services that I'm glad that I took advantage of. And when I say take advantage of, I mean I bought a patio from them. And then I liked it so much, I said, listen, I'd love for you guys to come on and talk about it, you know, allow me to talk about it on the radio because I feel that strongly about your product. And eventually, Steve and Shell agreed to do that, and he came on, and I started talking about them back in like 2017, and it's been great ever since then. I mean, they've had a ton of business from you guys. You love your product, and you know, you tell your friends about it. The word of mouth spreads. There's nobody in the business who builds a better patio than Texas Custom Patio. Nobody. They win awards across the state year after year after year in a variety of categories, and from the process to seeing exactly what the renderings look like, you'll see exactly what your patio will look like, to the workmanship, to the quality of the work, to the time frame and the pricing structure. Everything they do is top-notch. And having this weather change, it's about to be full-time in the 70s, and I will be on my patio every single day. I may not see my family for several months because I'm going to come right home and get out there on the patio. You can do the same thing, too. Outdoor living, outdoor kitchen, that standalone pool houses. They'll do whatever it takes in your backyard. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Last Duel. Are you kidding?
I don't know. Tyler, do you know movies anymore? Ever since the pandemic and they stopped making movies, I don't really know movies since they came back. I don't know the movies that are in the theaters. Everything is streaming with me now.
Yeah, like all the Disney, Marvel stuff, that's all going to be theaters from now on. They went away from that after Scarlett Johansson sued them. Last Duel's in theaters. I don't think it's streaming anywhere.
Oh, Dune, it actually got a pretty good review. Did you like it?
Yeah,
Dune
I liked
was in
it. It
theaters
was
for like a week before it hit HBO Max.
Yeah.
Is it HBO on HBO Go. Max right now?
Yeah.
Oh, by theater.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I think that's a movie that you probably have to see because it's the scope of it is pretty large.
Yeah, okay. it's really good.
Is it like Game of Thrones? Are there dragons?
There's no dragons in it. No, is it's actually a horror story.
Is Melisandre
from the
in
1300s?
Is Melisandre in it?
No, Melisandre's not in it.
Is there a Khaleesi?
No, there's the girl in it. She's kind of hot. She's pretty hot.
Yeah. Matt Damon has a mullet.
Yeah,
in that
Matt
movie.
Damon has mullet.
I mean, yeah, it sounds
pretty cool.
And Adam Driver
looks like a Viking.
Adam is there Driver, a White Walkers?
And Ben Affleck.
Are there White Walkers?
There's no White Walkers. So it's stupid. It's not real. Okay, so ESPN. Okay, here's the premise. Throw everybody on both rosters, 52 guys in the hopper. Well, okay. Who you picking first?
I don't want to be recency, but it's hard to not pick.
Well, and that's part of this too. He said, "Listen, you could be Kiki Hernandez was real hot, and guess what happened to Kiki Hernandez?
Kiki got cold.
Kiki got cold.
Kiki got cold.
Kiki
once
turned
they learned
back
to pitch him in on his hands.
Yeah. Remember, Kiki is not Babe Ruth. So guess what? Kiki went back to Kiki." So Eddie Rosario is, you know what, maybe the hottest hitter on the planet. Yordan is
I'm
going to
go with, right now would go, Freeman's good. I'm going to go Carlos.
They went Carlos Correa. Number one overall pick. Both teams. You got offense, you got defense, you got clutch.
And with leadership.
Yeah.
Like it's just, there's a vibe that he has for this team. And I know this team certainly better than the
and
Braves.
And you hit the other guy, Freddie Freeman, that hit second.
That's what I would figure Freddie Freeman had to be.
Freddie Freeman's MVP. Freddie Freeman is huge.
Who would you put?
Freddie Freeman is their most feared dude.
So you've seen three. I would honestly, I mean, at some point you got to look pitching, but I think I'd go Fromber three.
Fromber three, no. Well, they've got Kyle Tucker three.
I mean, this is a crazy thing. Tucker had two-out, three-run homers, which were both big deals. And he hit the ball well. Like, Kyle Tucker just has quietly put – it's like he's under the radar all the time.
Yeah.
Relative to the splash of some of the other guys.
They have a pitcher
would
fourth.
You put, would you put Tucker third?
I think I would. It's him or Yordan.
Yeah.
Him or Yordan.
I'm fine with that.
They've got Yordan fifth. They've got a pitcher fourth, but it ain't Fromber.
It's not Fromber.
Ground Chuck?
Not Morton.
Charlie Morton.
They got Charlie Morton fourth?
Oh, that's a great playoff pitcher, bro.
No, I know. I know. But you got Charlie Morton ahead of Altuve? I guess because he's a pitcher.
So of the six, of the first six
guys? I mean,
guys,
Altuve's only got, 21 career home runs in the postseason.
Well, Altuve's sixth. Okay. So it's Yordan five and Altuve six. So of the six, they've got four Astros. Correa, Tucker, Yordan, and Jose Altuve.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
And they got Freddie Freeman second, and they got Charlie Morton fourth. This guy, Austin Riley, their third baseman, is pretty good. He's clutch. He's come up with big hits. He's really, really good.
How many pitchers are the Braves?
The next four are all Braves.
Okay.
So
Riley?
Riley is number seven. This one's obvious. Ozzie Albies is eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Max Fried is nine.
Mm.
And Eddie Rosario is 10.
I was going to say, how many pitchers do they have before the Astros get a pitcher? So you got Fried, you got Charlie,
and then you got Fried, and the Astros get the next pitcher.
Fromber?
It's not. It's Ryan Pressly. But you don't. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I just think it's not. I just have seen too many of these one and two run fake saves, and I don't know. Do you think Ryan Pressly? Would you put Ryan Pressly ahead of Fromber? Now, once again, maybe this is recency because
Fromber
the other Fromber wasn't so
no,
good.
No, he wasn't that great.
And this Fromber was
this
really,
Ryan
really
Pressly's
good. So
been really, really good.
Pressly's been more consistent. That's
so,
true. But
so
it's a closer.
Rosario is 10. Alex Bregman is 11. Dansby Swanson is 12. Pressly is 13.
Where's Bregman?
Bregman is 11. He's after Eddie Rosario. Now, Eddie Rosario has been great.
Let me ask you. You did not see
that. But Bregman hasn't been great either.
So you were at the post game. You were at the game.
Yeah.
I watched from my friend Rob's house. So, and I watched all the, I was watching the post game coverage, which I was very, very interested in. A-Rod, Poppy. Poppy's such a, just a clown on a broadcast, but he's kind of fun to watch. He's got a little, like, if Charles Barkley did more things and acted more crazy, if he was like Latin American Charles Barkley, kind of, he's got some of that vibe. So you have Frank Thomas, who is just up there trying to talk about approach at the plate, and then you got, I will tell you something right now, baby. If you want this bread money right here, we'll make it rain, baby. He's throwing money on Carlos Correa. And then Frank's like, well, I'd like to take a second to talk about two-strike approaches at the plate. I'm like, oh, Frank, I don't just don't think you should be here.
No.
And then Alex Rodriguez is there, just kind of, you know, being a phony like he is. And then, but I think that what's interesting to me was at one point, Frank Thomas, they had, so they had Altuve on the set. They had Dusty on it. Dusty was phenomenal. Dusty was, I had a friend of mine, 790, tell me, interviews with Dusty on a weekly basis, they have him. Not great. He didn't want to talk to us. It's not great. Dusty on TV is brilliant. He's awesome to watch. I mean, it helps when he's winning series.
Yeah, course. Right.
I think that obviously helps. But Dusty.
But the weekly thing that he has to do, he has that every single game with the radio guys, and then he has to meet in the dugout with all of the media.
Yeah, you're right.
It gets old.
So Dusty was good, but they had Carlos come on the set, who was fantastic. They had Altuve. They had Alex Bregman. And at the end of, towards the end of it, Frank Thomas made a comment that I've locked on to, and I'm sure others, I haven't really vocalized it that much. I've talked about it with other people. But he goes, man, you need to get that swagger back. And like, and I was like, Frank mentioned it too. Ever since the cheating scandal broke, something has fundamentally happened to hurt Alex Bregman.
He got married.
Oh, well, never mind. He got married.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now playing the role of Del Olale will be Tyler.
No, because you're right.
That's what Del would have brought up too. That's right.
I'm tossing a softball to Mr. Granato over there.
Well,
he got married.
It's his first marriage. I sat right behind his family, and I got nothing against that. That's fine. It's what I think about first marriages, but I mean.
But do you think he's lost his swagger? He was a whip dog all of last year during the COVID.
I think he's starting to he's coming around.
I don't
actually
see the same guy. Like my friend Rob goes, yeah, I mean he's kind of a douchebag. And my whole thought was, okay, yeah, he's got some edge to him that can rub people the wrong way. But I think he's kind of lost it. He didn't have it at all last year. None, really, nobody with the Astros had it until right at the very end of the playoffs against like the Rays. You started to sense it again, but even this year he's just kind of just going out there doing my job, Alex Bregman. Like, I don't want too much of the spotlight. Remember this
look into the camera,
doing the four. You should have intentionally walked me. That stuff didn't happen anymore.
He still does the four if he gets on base, but it's not like he does it,
it's not gregarious anymore.
It's not like over the top.
And Big Hurt said, hey, we're waiting for you to get that swagger back.
Which that was like the one thing out of all those interviews, like Altuve, Correa, Dusty. I think he did ask Dusty a question, but
he almost didn't.
He was silent for Altuve and Correa.
Poppy took over. A-Rod and Poppy took over all the interviews all the time. But it was Poppy hugging everyone and acting
like
he was their
Altuve,
best friend.
Like, that's his.
Yeah, that's his.
Like his boy, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, A-Rod. But A-Rod and Correa are boys too.
Hey, here's a question: Where does Brantley show up on that list?
Well, we'll do it on the other side. Okay. 828 ESPN 90. There's a lot to discern from this list. As a matter of fact,
I also want to talk about your new outfield alignment in a National League park, because I think we're going to see something that has not happened this year.
Yeah, we're going to have to see it, actually. 828 ESPN 97.5 right now. What's your go solution?
Text the word money to 232323. This is a way, if you're looking to save and you're like, we need to do some cord cutting. Okay. We need to do this. We can't eat out as much. We got to save our money. You know, we want to go to one of those baseball. We want to go to one of those world championship baseball games with the local hometown team versus a team in the Southeast. Well, you know what? You're going to need some money to get into the stadium because those tickets are high. Why don't you save a little bit of money? And do it by going to texting the word money to 232323. You can get an annual savings of upwards of $900 plus. That's the average savings for people who make the switch with my friends over at TGS Insurance. And they're not an insurance company. They aggregate A-rated insurance companies. They run their algorithm so that they get you a price within 15 seconds. So within 15 seconds, you're going to get a firm quote on homeowners insurance, and you are going to find that the savings are substantial when you're actually shopping A-rated companies. Text the word money to 232323 or go to the website at tgsinsurance.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Gulf Coast Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. When last we left you, we got you to number 13 on if you threw all the players in this series in a hopper, who would you draft first? Carlos Correa was one. This is what ESPN did. Freddie Freeman, two. Kyle Tucker, three. Charlie Morton, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Max Fried, Eddie Rosario. That's the top 10. Alex Bregman was 11. Dansby Swanson, 12. And Ryan Pressly was 13. Ian Anderson, really don't mind if you sit this one out. That's I love that every time I see Ian Anderson. He is he's now, so we got three starting pitchers before we have the Astros' first starting pitcher, which is the next guy, Framber Valdez.
15.
Three starting pitchers. So that just tells you how much stronger the Braves are starting than the Astros are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obvious.
It's fine.
That's obvious.
What the Astros are going to face.
Right.
You know, you did not. Now, I will say, Braves are going to be better pitching than the Red Sox. The Red Sox had Eovaldi. And they had Chris Sale. You had two. And Chris Sale was
Rodriguez
really,
looked good.
He was really good and got beat in one of the games.
Well, Eovaldi hasn't been good, though. He hasn't been good.
No, but he did have a good start against them. And Eovaldi had a good start last time. That's just Astros battled harder.
Framber is 15, Yuli is 16, which is maybe a little low for Yuli. Yuli was on fire in the postseason.
Yuli just very quietly
and led the league in hitting.
Put together a monster ALCS. Yuli should be in the top 14.
They got Garcia.
Yuli should be 13 ahead of Pressly.
They got I agree with
Pressly
you.
Pressly should be 16 where Yuli is.
Yeah, I agree with you. Luis Garcia, they got 17th. They got Brantley 18th.
I don't know if Luis Garcia might be a little bit.
But Luis Garcia was great all year now.
No, but not until
September.
Month.
No, until
last
September.
Month and really in the playoffs at all, other than his last start. Like, this is a little bit of recency.
Yeah.
Realistically, Luis Garcia should probably be in the 20s.
They got Douchey Peterson, Jock Peterson.
We got Michael Brantley, 18.
Michael Brantley, 18. That's kind of low for, I mean, that's Michael Brantley we're talking about.
Yeah,
there.
But he has not been the same Michael Brantley.
No, but he started to hit again. He's starting to hit again.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he strikes out. I don't know where this strike out a lot Michael Brantley professional hitter thing started.
Well, I still don't mind Michael Brantley at the plate.
No.
Okay?
I don't either. And let's break in.
Well, it was
real
after
quick.
He got hurt.
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah,
he came
no,
back, he
no,
wasn't
I know, but,
the same
but
guy.
But his approach at the plate is like, he's just flailing wildly at left hand. Like, he can't hit left-handers at all anymore. And he didn't the whole year. Let's break in for a second to talk about strategically. You are going to a National League park. You are not going to have the DH. When that happens, you want Brantley in that lineup against right-handers, and you're definitely not going to not play Yordan. So what's going to happen is Chaz and Siri beat it. You're going to have to move Tucker to center field. Yordan left and Brantley right is more than likely what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would think. You're
you
not going to.
Yeah,
unless,
because, but by the way, you got a pitcher in the lineup, and unless it's Greinke, that's an automatic out. And secondly, now you have two automatic outs with Maldonado and the pitcher. So you can't afford to lose the Yordan bat or the Brantley bat, or, well, certainly not the Tucker bat. You just can't afford to have, you can't afford for it to be McCormick 7, Maldonado 8,
you don't
and then
have,
pitcher
now,
9.
You don't have much range into corner fielder spots now.
No.
Brantley and Wright.
No, you give
left.
Up defense.
There is no Green Monster, and there is no Crawford boxes there. I mean, with the high outfield.
Well, that's what
to
you
save
get,
Yordan. Yordan's going to have to range and make some plays. Is there any chance at all that Yordan's in left Chaz is in center, and they say we're going with a better defensive, and we're leaving Michael Brantley out if we go against the lefty. I think there's a chance Brantley gets left out against the lefty.
That could well be. That could well be. I mean, Jordan hits lefty, so you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, Michael Brantley has been struggling lefty against lefties lately. That could well be. And you're much better defensively, but you're giving up a lot offensively. You're giving up a lot offensively. And by the way, if you're going to do that, it has to be McCormick because Siri is a questionable outfielder at best. If you're going to go defense, you might be better with Tucker in center than Siri in center.
Siri is a pinch runner, maybe. He's definitely not a defensive replacement.
No, but here's what you need now. More than you've ever needed it is pinch hitting.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the pitcher coming up every time. Unless you make double switches, that pitcher spot's coming up every nine at-bats. So now, who do you have coming off the bench? Castro.
John, you had the same guys coming off the bench that you had coming off the bench.
But you
in
didn't
every
need
series.
Pinch hitters before, though.
Right, but you just are going to play them now where you didn't play them before. That's the only difference.
Well, right. But
they're on your roster.
But you are going to have a bit much bigger, and God forbid there's extra inning games.
How would you rank your top four pinch hitters? I think I go one, Castro.
Castro's been the best.
Two, Aledmys
Diaz. Aledmys is second.
Three, no, well... Okay, three, McCormick?
Well, McCormick is going to say he's starting. Oh, you're talking about there. You're talking about in Atlanta.
Yeah. I'm not worried about here. You're not going to pinch hit. You're not going to pinch hit here.
Well, we still have been seeing some pinch hitters.
We've seen some, but who are you going to pinch hit for?
Okay, so the Siri or McCormick, you got to decide on.
As one of your top three pinch hitters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to be McCormick. They just... Yeah, I haven't really seen anything from Siri in the postseason that gets me excited.
No.
Yeah, he hadn't had a lot of chances, but Jake Myers is done, right? He won't be on the roster.
No, Jake Myers is done.
So anything that you've heard behind the scenes about who will or won't be on the roster? Have you heard anything? Jake's done.
Jake's done, and so is McCullers. McCullers is done.
And McCullers is done. I don't think the roster is going to change. Now that I think about it, I don't think the roster changes much, but here's something you and I talked about during the break. With Maldonado being a poor hitting catcher, you can't really, like, Jason Castro can't afford to pinch hit for the pitcher, like as a standard pinch hitter, even though you and I just called him number one pinch hitter. He can't pinch hit and then leave the game and he's out and you've burned him because you have no one behind Maldonado. So you're probably, to make that a possibility, you're going to have to probably carry Garrett Stubbs on that roster.
Yeah, no, you have to carry Garrett.
You're
going
to have to
get
a third catcher.
Especially with pinch hitting. And listen, okay, Maldonado makes the last out. You double switch with the pitcher. Castro can lead off. The pitcher moves into the eight hole. There's all kinds of stuff you got to do now in a National League park that you don't have to do.
Like you used to see.
Yeah.
We were National League fans at one point. And Dusty's done plenty of National League managing. So it's not like he's not going to be, you know, he's not going to be adept at it. He's still going to do some Dusty stuff probably.
Well.
With pitching.
Dusty, okay, let's give it up for Dusty in this last series and stop.
No, you did a great job.
Okay, with your little backhanded shots that you just took.
The Yimi stuff was hard to get past.
Okay.
But he didn't kill the
Astros.
And what
about in the last three games?
He didn't kill the Astros.
What about in the last three games, Dusty?
Dusty did a nice job. I think it helps when your pitchers are pitching great.
That helps.
And Dusty did mention something in an MLB interview I saw where he talked about, you know, coming out to get guys third time around the lineup. He said sometimes you gotta roll with guys. He basically... said
well, he rolled with Fromber and he rolled with Garcia too.
Yeah, that's what he basically said. Is you go against the
analytics. Well, let's see if they're pitching well. Why would? By the way, he took Garcia out as soon as he gave up a hit. Okay, so what were you going to do? He's got a no hitter going, and you're going to go, hey, I think time to get you out of here with your no hitter.
Well, they would have at some point. You know, the triple for them to go get him. I'm like, why? No, don't go get him. And then who was it that they went?
Maton.
Yeah, it was Maton got the out. I'm like,
well, oh but God. It's against a lefty.
What'd you say?
Dusty loves him against lefties.
Yeah.
Dusty loves him against lefties. All right. When we come back, Spencer, Paul, they want to talk about this series and the roster composition.
Let's
we can
get
do that.
Some Texans, man.
No. Don't make me nuts. Okay, 8:40.
John had a meltdown the first 5 minutes of the show.
Don't make me nuts with that organization. It's time to talk about being an underdog.
Underdogfantasy.com. Did you know that Underdog Fantasy use promo code radio? When you make your first deposit, they're going to use that promo code radio. They'll throw $25 in your account. Just a little extra, a little something for you to actually wager and completely legal. It's a game of skill, not a game of chance. It's a game of skill. And if you've got skill in determining not just your daily fantasy lineups that you can do for a variety of sports, basketball now, baseball, you've got football, but they've got over-unders too, and they have cross-sport over-unders. So you might say, oh, I'm going to go over 1.5 touchdowns for Joe Burrow. I'm going to go under strikeouts for, Charlie Morton. You may do something like that. And your over-unders, you pick anywhere between two over different over-unders. You can do 3, 4, and 5. There's different multipliers. So if you pick two of them correctly, you're going to get 3-1. If you pick three of them correctly, you're going to get 6-1. If you pick five of them correctly, you get a full 20-1 bump. That is incredible. And that's how they're doing it at, I'm sorry, you get 10-1 actually with three different players. You pick them right. But 20-1, a $10 play gets you $200. And I saw a couple of listeners who did that. They shared their slips with me. And I was like, wow. $10 got you 200. Congratulations on your over-unders. Over-unders, the rivalry game that they have, which is a very similar concept. And, of course, daily fantasy, all available through one of the fastest-growing sites out there, UnderdogFantasy.com.
ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 8:46 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Yeah, so Myers out makes Marwin in. How does that change your pinch hitter look?
I mean, it probably shouldn't at all.
No, probably not.
Honestly.
But it will. I would imagine against a righty, Marwin would be third. I'd still put Ledmus Diaz second.
Yeah, Ledmus is ahead of him.
And Castro's still first. Castro was spectacular. Yeah, you might have to save Castro to pinch hit for Maldonado specifically.
Yeah. And that's what I think will happen.
Unless you're going to double switch, like I said.
If you have two men on and less than two outs, or even with two outs, you got a man in scoring position, and you're behind or tied, Castro is going to get looks from Maldonado more so than we saw in this previous series.
Yeah, and I would use Castro anytime you got to pinch hit for Maldonado. But as far as the pitchers go, it would probably go Ledmus Diaz, Marwin Gonzalez, Chaz McCormick, and then Jose Siri. Now, if you need a homer, Siri moves up.
Adam McCormick? They're kind of similar to me.
They're kind of similar, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty similar. Paul wants to talk about this series. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What do you say?
How's it going, Paul?
Hey, so when they go to Atlanta, when you lose the DH, do you not put Yordan on left, maybe move Brantley over to center to fill that?
No, Tucker center.
Yeah, he's got better range.
And not only that, but Brantley's got some bad wheels, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Tucker in center and Brantley in right. Brantley's played right before.
Okay, but you keep those three in the lineup.
Yeah, you got almost, right?
You're not putting McCormick out there.
No, although you'd be better off defensively, certainly.
But
if it's a lefty, too, I think that plays into it because Brantley's not hitting lefties lately.
True.
So I think that certainly plays into it. All right, man. Thanks, Paul. Spencer's here. Hey, Spencer.
Hey, boys. I agree with putting Marwin on the roster ahead of Stubbs. I think those are the only two choices. And, you know, going to a ballpark and you have Yordan and Brantley out in the outfield, Marwin is just, he can play anywhere and everywhere. He can play right field, left field, anywhere in the infield. And, you know, he's been there and he's done that. And, you know, talking about Brantley against lefties, I was looking last night. I didn't go through the entire pitching staff, but Max Fried is the Braves lefty starter. He actually has reverse splits. He's actually better against righties than he is against lefties.
Wow.
So, you know, even if Fried starts, and it's close, but it's not like he's just a shutdown guy against lefties. And so, you know, if he starts one of the games in Atlanta, I think you roll with Alvarez in left, Brantley in right, and just have everybody ready to go.
Let me throw these numbers at you, Spencer, and you're a big Astros fan, so you probably know them anyway. But in 78 games against left-hand pitchers, Michael Brantley has 169 at-bats. He's hitting .219 with a .575 OPS this year. He's hitting .363 against righties with a .924 OPS. His OPS is literally 350 points higher against right-handers than it is against left-handers. I mean, that is just such a substantial difference this year for Brantley. And I don't ever remember it being that bad.
Yeah, like, go look at last year.
The worst it's ever been, is my guess. So, second half of the year, you know, in the first half of the season, well, no, it's first half, second half, but Brantley has played both left and right field this year. Are you surprised against lefties, if you're going to keep him in, get him out of the two spot?
Yeah, I would move him down.
Get him out of the two spot.
It's a respect thing, though.
I respect you in the six hole. Yuli got moved. Yuli led the league in hitting, and he's hitting seventh. He's the leader in batting average, and he hits seventh. Is that disrespectful? I don't think so. You're just deep.
And against these pitchers, he's actually pretty good. Against this Braves rotation.
Who's that?
Against this Braves staff, Brantley is hitting .430 with an OPS of .1496. 483 on base and 1,013 slugging percentage. He's faced Chavez, Martin, Morton, Will Smith, and Drew Smiley.
And maybe some in interleague play. You know, for his career, it's pretty interesting. For his career, he's got 1,672 at-bats, right? Batting average .269, OPS .691 against right-handers. Batting average .312, OPS .843. So, I mean, it's always been a thing for him. And it's fairly substantial in the past, but this year it is like outrageously substantial.
Yeah. So that's something that you're going to have to decide on. That's something you're going to have.
Against right-handers, my guess is they'll take McCormick out and they'll roll with Yordan and Brantley. But against left-handers, I just wouldn't be surprised if Brantley comes off the bench as a pinch hitter, and he's your number one pinch hitter.
Yeah.
And you have McCormick and Yordan and Tucker against the left hand, you know, against Freed, maybe. You might see that.
It'll be interesting. Ian Anderson's their third. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe they change it up and they start Freed in Atlanta in game three, so that you have to make that Brantley decision. In Houston, you don't have to make that decision. Brantley's on the field because you don't have to worry about the DH. I mean, you got the DH. But in Atlanta, starting a lefty changes things up for the Astros.
By the way, you know how you said that, what's the movie you just saw? The Last Duel?
The Last Duel.
Mary, you said the girl who, like, she, you said she's pretty hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jodie Comer, Killing Eve.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. That's the, she was killing that's Eve? The killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the killer. That's her. Yeah.
Oh,
I'd say, yeah. I'd say that's accurate what you said.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. She's pretty hot.
It's like, yeah. And she's British. Is that good for you or bad for you?
British? Yeah. It's just the whole teeth thing.
Well, but hers appear to be pretty good.
I think
she's doing all right with on the
teeth scale?
On the teeth thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. British doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Okay. So
as long as she showers.
It doesn't play for or against. Well, I thought maybe you might like a little British.
I don't care if she showers. She probably, I don't know.
You don't care if she showers.
I don't care.
I want her to.
Well, I don't know. I don't.
And just as a person, just even just watching her on TV and Killing Eve, like, I don't want to think, man, that actress doesn't even shower. This is like, that's not good.
She's British. You don't know. They have
different.
I don't
think they're necessarily they have dirty different people. Aren't they the ones who are more proper? They're more likely to shower than Americans.
No.
British people. Yeah.
No, in
British
Europe,
people,
in Europe,
oh, I just like to get it.
No, I'm telling you, in Europe, they take
this.
We were so my sister-in-law just got back from Paris. Uh-huh. She said they learned back in the 1300s, they thought bathing was the worst thing you could possibly do in France. They never, ever, ever, ever washed their hair. The lice situation there was, and listen.
What are we talking about the 1300s for?
Well, listen, but when I went to Spain and I lived there.
What do you think Old West people smelled like?
Listen, when I went to Spain, when I lived in Spain, like I lived with a family, they like wouldn't let you take a shower, but twice a week.
Was there a water shortage?
Yeah, it cost them water, and they were they're dirty people.
That's sometimes how grandma makes it, keeps the house on 77. It's like, man, it's hot in here, grandma. Yeah. It's a little humid here to be running 77, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Well, and then
we keep our AC up at 78.
Oh, yeah? Really? Because my father-in-law was at my house most of the week last week. My air was on 67 upstairs the whole week. What do you think that cost me?
Yeah, it's your money.
On top of everything else. Pick up a tab.
Pick up a tab.
$8.55 each. Tabs. Oh, I'm totally sweet. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. I want to talk about, if you're on Twitch, you can see Coors Light, right? I don't have my Coors Light shirt on today. I'm playing in the Dan Pastorini golf tournament. I wish I had a golf shirt, Coors Light, that said Coors Light on it. What? That's all you got to do, because you know what? It's my official beer. Now, do you think I'm going to have any Coors Lights today? Yes, of course I am, because it's the official beer of golfing for me. It should be your official beer for golfing. It should be your official beer for making birdie putts. You make a birdie putt, you got to have a beer. And it's got to be cold, crisp, clean, and refreshing. And that's Coors Light every single time. You can see the Blue Mountains, people. And you know that beer is going to be cold and clean. It's the official beer of watching your team play for the championship. It's the official beer when you go out to dinner. It's the official beer of every damn thing. It should be. It's my official beer. Make it your official beer. You're looking for the best. I love it. You'll love it. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. Coors Light.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.